and you read it, and you read it again, and something will just jump off the page at you. Sure will. Got something I want to give you, Miss Faye. This is for your granddaughter graduation. You're welcome. Tell her to use it, for I know she will, for the glory of God. Amen. We'll do that. Take his word and take his spirit with the word, and guess where to wind up? Spirit gives life, and the word of God, when he quickens it to you, becomes alive. That's why some people read it, well, I don't see no difference in no other book. Uh-oh, just wait a little bit. It's more than that. Well, it is Father's Day, and I wrestled, and I said, Lord, let me say something. But I believe God got something he wants me to share this morning. Something very important. You know what it is? It's a verse of scripture on our sign out there. And I know the Lord laid this on my heart. Some other verses go with it. The devil said, you don't need to preach on that. You preached on it before. Go on, devil. But you know what it is? You ever read this verse on the sign? Romans 6:23. Don't know a lot of verses, but most of the time I can quote that one. Now I want to quote it and go from it this morning. Maybe the Lord will give us some other verses to go with it. And he will. For the wages of sin is death. If you want to turn to it in your Bibles, go right ahead. Romans 6:23. While you're turning, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, see, eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I might not quote it word for word, but it's pretty close. But I'd like to share with you this morning just a little bit. On the wage is death, of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You see that? There's a wage, something you work for, get paid. But there's a gift. Gifts don't work for gifts. Some God gives you. So you think about that. But I want to preach on that. Life. Some people just exist. Would you pray with us? Our Father, now God, this morning we come to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy. You're so merciful and graceful, and we thank you for it. We ask you, Lord, to bless now this word to our hearts this morning. Oh God, we pray for that heavenly unction, sweetness of your spirit to rest upon us this morning. Speak to every one of us. Not a one of us here this morning don't need to hear from you this morning. And God, we know the desperate need of this hour is life. People searching, trying everything in the world, looking for something worth living for. And God, you have all the life and the answer and everything right here amongst us in your word this morning. Thank you, Father. Pray you'd save that one nearest to eternity this morning that hasn't been born again. Please save them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. James, the book of James, said, what is your life? It appeared for a little while and then it vanishes away. What is your life? In the Gospels, you'll find where it says that life is more. Life is more than the abundance of things that a man possesseth. There's a life beyond the natural life and the normal life or our physical life or of this world. That's what I want to try to see, that God would let us see it this morning. And if you're here and never been born again, and if you never say, I never realized you had to be, I want to say something. Listen, in the garden, God told him, I was reading it again this week, in the garden, God said that he was going to put him in this wonderful place, and he did. Told him they could eat of all the trees in the garden except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And said, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. You say, well, to live 900 and something years. But no, that was physically. They existed all that long after that. But as here as you see me standing before you this morning, the day that they eat of that tree, they died spiritually that day. They died. That's why they begin to run from God. That's why they begin to hide from God. That's why they begin to hide themselves when they heard the voice of the Lord and God was walking in the garden. They were used to talking and walking with God. In the cool of the day, the Bible said, but God came and he said, Adam, where art thou? Because he had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had told him not to eat, and said, the day that thou eatest of, thou shalt surely die. They died that day spiritually. They lost that eternal life, that spiritual life that they had, and that communion that they had with God. That day. Now no wonder why you said, did they? Yes, they did. That's why the Bible said in Ephesians 2:1, he said, you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You see, a person is dead. That's why the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Listen, if you're living in sin this morning, I want to tell you something. There's an awful wage to be paid for it. Now I say to young people, I say to older people, I say to every one of us this morning that sin has a payday. Oh, Brother Dr. R.G. Lee was talking about, I believe it was yesterday. He came one time and preached. I was preaching revival and get to hear him. You know what he was preaching? Payday someday. Payday someday, because sin will pay as sure as everything. That's why the Bible said the wages of sin. There's a wage. Sin has a wage to it. And a payday coming, because sin pays. It's awful. What's the results of it? To be paid for it. But what's so wonderful about it is that God has made provisions and brought something that he'll give you. Oh, yes, he will. It's a wonderful gift, isn't it? But the wages of sin is death. What kind of death is that? That's that spiritual death. Did you know, if you don't come, I won't just go as slow as I can, but if you hear this morning, and my heart's so heavy, I was praying about this, and God began to break my heart as I think about people. Listen, and you may be sitting here this morning, the Bible says in one place, it said, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she lives. You can be alive physically. You can be alive, listen, and healthy physically, and still be dead spiritually, and dead in your trespasses and sins. You come in this world, you got to be born again. It's not a word. It's not just born the first time in this world. You got to have a new birth. Be born to the Spirit of God. It's there. And God's the only place it can come from. Wages of sin. Death is sin in its wages. It's death. You say, well, aren't we still dying physically? Yes, but that's talking more than that. I'll die physically if time lasts. If Jesus don't come, so will you. But I want to tell you something. What the Bible said, he that believeth on me, he said, shall never die. It confuses people. What are people dying for? Come on, I'm going to straighten it out if I can. We die physically, we will die physically if he tarries. But he said, he that believeth on me shall not never die, thank God. And so this death is a sentence that's been put upon us. And therefore, listen, you know what I preached one time, long time ago. I remember Brother Beaver was out visiting one Saturday. This girl drowned, a little girl drowned right down the road here. We went to the hospital. It was a whole thing. I heard screams and hollerings because this child had left her parents. And I saw the reality and the action, didn't my brother, on death. But I'm telling you, I saw what physical death can do. But it's nothing to be compared with spiritual death. If you don't get saved, you not only would die, did you know? Well, how many deaths are there? There's a physical death. That Sunday morning, I preached on that. If you die born once, you'll die twice. If you're born twice, you're not going to die but once, and that's just a physical death. That's all you're going to do. That's all you'll die. Just that physical death. Did you know there's a physical death? That's what all people, that's all some people think you are. That's separation body from soul. That's it. There's a spiritual death. You can be sitting here this morning, live physically, and still be dead as a doornail spiritually. Don't understand the things of God. You're probably sitting there, if you're sitting there, you're still in debt in your sins, you're probably sitting there, what's wrong with him? What's he talking about? But I'm telling you, it's a reality. There's more than one death. Physical death, listen, to a believer, it's just slipping out of one room into another. But you got physical death. You got a separation of body from the spirit, from the soul, from the body, spirit and soul from the body. You got physical, that's physical death. You got spiritual death. That's the separation from God that happened the day that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. A spiritual death. You got another death. You got second death. What I want to say is, if you're here not saved, and if you die that way, you're not just going to die one time. You're going to die for eternity. That's a long time. When I saw that in the scripture years ago, when the Bible said death and hell, people died lost now, like the rich man died lost, he's in hell, tormented now. In the flames. You say, I don't believe in hell. Not going to change it, none. Still so. Guess what? They'll still be there. And you know what? The Bible said in the book of Revelation, death and hell to deliver up the dead. The sea gave up the dead. Death and hell gave up the dead. And they were judged, stood before the great white throne judgment, and judged according to the works. And you know where they were cast? Into the lake of fire. And guess what it calls it? Which is the second death. Death for eternity. Dying forever. Whew. In the lake of fire. He said, preacher, are you crazy? No, I'm going by the book. It's the book. If you find a preacher don't believe in hell, don't listen to him. Run from him. He said, I believe in heaven. Still run from him. If you don't believe this book, run from him. I didn't write it. I'm just proclaiming it. But death and hell both delivered. And so that's why that wages of sin is death. Not only do we have to die physically, and Adam and Eve did, although God made provisions for them through the sacrifice. He's made some for us through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a Savior. Hallelujah. And so, death is reality. Hell's real. Second death's real. Death. You say, I don't like to talk about death. Well, I don't either. Separates us. Just physical death. Physical death just separates us for a while. I got to get off this. I got to get into the good part. I don't like this part either. But somebody need to hear it. Death. You got that eternal death. Second death. So you see now why if you're born once, you can just die. You can die twice. You die physically. You already did spiritually. But then you'll die eternally. Now what does it mean dead spiritually? Dead to the things of God. Natural man cannot receive the things of God. Neither can he know them. Neither can he understand them. Don't know anything about them, Brother Gary. He don't know what you're talking about. They don't know more or know what they're talking about if the Holy Ghost don't deal with them and speak to the heart and prick the hearts and draw them than if I go by one of these graves and go to talking to them. Why can't they hear me? We've got several of them out here. I go by there pretty often. What are y'all doing? Get up! They don't hear me. Lazarus heard Jesus. And if he hadn't called him by name, he could have called that one of them out there. Hey, when he comes, they're going to hear him when the trumpet sounds. Get up! They're going to get up. But that's how dead you are to the things of God. Death. Wages. Working. I'll tell you something. Don't work at sin. Get out of it. Please. It'll kill you. No good. It's got some wages with it. It pays. It destroys. Let's go to John 10. John 10, chapter number 10 says, verse number 10 says, oh, what did it say? It said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's what Jesus said. It's him talking. He said, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And so I want to tell you something. The thief come to steal and to kill and destroy. And that's what sin does. That's what the devil does. But Jesus said, I got something for you. Oh, here it is. I had to lay that other foundation, but I got to hit on now. He said, I'm come that you might have life. Before we get to the abundant, you got to have life. And you can't bring life to yourself. We can't create life. We can't speak life into existence. We can't work life up. It's got to come from God. Amen. That's John 10. If you go back to the fourth chapter of the book of 1 John, you'll find something else. Jesus was going through. He was going through, over there and he ran into a Samaritan woman. In the fourth chapter of the book of St. John. And you know what he said to her? Woman, give me some water to drink. You mean, you being a Jew, ask me for water? And you know what he said to her? He said, if you knew who's talking to you, you'd ask of him. And who? He gave you water. A different kind. Stale water? No. Living water. That you won't thirst no more. It'll get your thirst quenched from now on, thank God. All the cravings and all these other things. He said, I've got something you can drink. It's living. if he knew it's the gift of God and who it was you're talking to. You could ask me, and I've given you eternal life. It's everlasting water. He said, if you'll drink this water, it'll be a well of water springing up into you, springing up unto everlasting life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everlasting life. What a drink. What a boost. When I was in the hospital, they tried to get me to drink all this stuff. Boost and protein and all these other things. Some of it didn't taste too good. But I'm going to thank God for that living water. It's the best water I ever had. And I love water, regular natural water. But I've never drank anything like that. I'm still at it. Didn't have to have no electricity. Didn't have to have a pitcher pump. Didn't have to have a rope in my bucket. It's springing up. Still running. It runs no matter how dry it gets. No matter how dry it gets. How cold it gets. Somebody said, sure is cold sometime at church. Hey, how about getting your well flowing? Get it running. Get the spring running. I got a spring over in our place that hasn't been dry as long as we've been down there, about 50 years ago. I know it's running. Man down there lived long in that full end. He said, never seen it quit. Brother Larry knows where it is. Still running. Still running. You know what? Mine's been running ever since I got drinking. Whew. Gets a flowing sometime, you get so full, people may think you're drunk sometimes. Hey, how long been somebody thought you was drinking? They thought on the day of Pentecost say something. Yeah, I reckon Peter got up and said, these ain't drunk like you think they are. These not drunk as you suppose. So it makes me think, some of them thought, them boys are drunk. Boy, they drunk on that new wine. That heavenly wine. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. New wine. So he said, if you knew the gift of God. So what I want to show the difference in that verse on the sign, the wage of sin and the gift of eternal life. See? You see it? For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, it did. I'm so glad it's not reversed or we'd all been left out. Couldn't get it. You can't get enough of money to buy it. You can't get good enough morally to earn it. You can't work enough to put up any rights of your own to get a hold of it. But I like this. He said, six. You can just find, I couldn't tell you the places I read. I wish the Lord may bring some more back to remember. I can't tell you the places I read talking about how all that stuff God's give us. You know what I read over John 14, I think it was. He said, because I live, you're going to live. Amen. You think he's dead? No, he's alive. He's alive. Thank God he's alive. And because he said, because I live, you're going to live. What is his life? He said it's a gift. Well, if you read John 10, go on down to what Jesus say. I've had people arguing with it. I don't believe it. I said, well, go ahead and don't believe if you don't want to. I'm just telling you what it says. John 10 said, I give them, my sheep hear my voice. Yeah. I give unto them eternal life. There you go. They shall never perish. That's what he said. Yeah. If it ever gets in your heart, you ain't no telling how far you're going to shout and run. Right. Number one, I tried to save myself. I found out I couldn't do that. Number second thing I found out, I got saved, I couldn't keep myself. The third thing I found out, I'm in his hands. He called me, he gave it to me, and he's keeping me. And ever since then, I've been shouting. I don't go to bed worrying if we're going to be out and I wake up. Don't get up one time, I don't worry if we're going to be out the rest of the day. I just put it in his hands. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know what he said? I give them to them eternal life. They shall never perish. And he went on to say, no man even going to pluck them out of my hand. They're in my hand. You know, you ever grabbed your young and go across the street? Did you let him hold your hand? You grab his. Grabbed his, didn't you? You got some little ones, you better. They might turn loose up about halfway. But you grab theirs. You know what? Big old hands we in of God's. I give unto them. It's a gift. You say, you may leave him and say, old preacher preaching on salvation is a gift. It is. It is a gift. It's a gift. Whew. Don't argue with God. Just enjoy it. Hallelujah. It's a gift. I've had people say, well, I said, I don't want it. Well, if you don't want it, hit the road, son. You must have got something different than I got. I still want mine. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's real. Oh, you say, I know I believe this, I believe that. Well, I'm going to try to believe what the Bible says. You ever been wrong? Sure have. You know all of it? No. I just try to take it as it comes. Amen. You going to learn anything else? I sure hope I do. But God gave them to him. Eternal life. You know what? It really come to me so strong. As I was praying, meditating on this yesterday. Thought come to me. When's that eternal life start? I was thinking about Carol. Done got over. You know why she didn't mind slipping on, why she was so confident in faith? She'd already been enjoying that eternal life. Some people think it's going to wait to get to heaven to start that eternal life. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't hear anything else I've said today, hear this. It can start today. And if it don't start before you leave this world, it's not going to start. You know what I'm saying? Eternal life is what a gift from God that he gives me now. That when it's just like a bud now, when I get in heaven, it's going to blossom on out. But it's the same eternal life. He didn't give me temporary life now. And if I get there, he's going to give me eternal life. I got eternal life now, or either I don't have life. Because you see, he gave life in himself. God puts it in us. Amen. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I was born of the Spirit. I got born to the word of God. That's why it's so good. I got born. It's incorruptible seed. You know what it does? The word of God been settled forever in heaven. It's forever. Forever. I'm born again of the Word of God and born again of the Spirit of God. And thank God's going to live on. Hallelujah. And when time comes for me to go through the rapture or through the valley of the shadow of death, listen, my eternal life won't start. It's just going to blossom out and get even better. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. So don't wait till you say to people, I've seen people wait right to the end. God is merciful. How do you know? Don't wait. You know when death's coming. It can come sudden. You remember Cecil? He got in on the late hour. Right at the end. Was praising God. Within just an hour or two from when you left him. I told him better calm down a little. He's so happy. Because he was so sick, I won't ever tell anybody else that. I believe he'd have probably went out just like that. He may have, well, not after I left her. But you know what? That eternal life must start now. Got to have it now. Hallelujah. I like that song you were singing. What are we going to leave behind? We're going to leave a testimony. We're going to be a light. We're going to let somebody see where we've been walking. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so John 10:10 says, he came that we could have life. That's that eternal life. The first thing is we got to have life. And that comes from him. It's got to come from him just like he did when he breathed in Adam's and nostrils and he became a living soul. That life of God's got to come back in us because we lost it. Listen, separated from God. But God came and Jesus said, the life that I now live. Galatians 2:20 says, you know what it says? The Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. The life is Christ that liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh. I read that again yesterday. I said, Lord, I've been misquoting it. I left that in the flesh. You know what it's telling me? What it was saying to me yesterday? That's right now. I'm still in this flesh. I'm living this life now. While I'm living this flesh, I live with the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, it's the life of Christ that's living in me. That's the eternal life. If he ain't there, I don't have it. He paid it. He gave his life. That we could have what? Life eternal. Whew. Now before we close, I'm glad for that life. But he said we could have it. How? More. Abundantly. Hallelujah. Woo! You don't know how to sit around like you got the mully grubs, you can have it abundantly. Joy. In his presence is fullness of joy. Glory to God. You can have it. You can have abundant life. That's abundant. Life to the full. I'm gonna tell you something. If you're not in Christ, you don't have if you don't have everlasting life, you don't have that life this morning, and you don't have abundant life, you don't know what living is. The life that I'm now living. When you get up in the morning times, you don't got no hangovers. You can get drunk on the Spirit of God and have a time in the Lord and feel good afterwards. I'm telling you the truth. It's abundant. It's joyful. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's glorious. I have a time right around there by myself. I know I ain't by myself, but me and the Lord. It's abundant life. Serious. I was about half asleep the other night and I heard something. I did figure out what it was. I think it was a squirrel running on top of the house. But you know what? I thought about, well, Lord, them squirrels are part of your creation, too. But what abundant life. You can enjoy living. You can enjoy it. He came for that. I can guarantee you, all this I keep seeing and reading and hearing, all the things that's happening to people that's out trying to have them a good time. It's awful. Terrible. You can have one, the Lord. You can really, you can have a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. You sure can. Amen. That's what he said. And I was reading it this morning, Corinthians over there. 9:15, I can't remember, don't hold me to that verse. But anyway, it's over in 1 Corinthians, said, talking about it's a gift that's unspeakable. I can't tell you how good it is. It's too good to tell. Didn't we sing a song, Have It Been Told? They went over to see Solomon. It's a lot better than what they've been telling me. And they was telling how good it was. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's good. Taste of the Lord and see. He's good. He's marvelous. He's wonderful. But I'm telling you, you will not start eternal life when you leave this world, or even in the resurrection when your body's resurrected. You will not start then. You must have a life now. And when you get that eternal life now, you need to say, Lord, I want it abundantly in its fullness, all the way, pull the top, bubbling over, running over, that others can see Jesus in us. You know what that woman did at the well? She'd had five husbands, leaving one her husband in. She got to drink that living water. Whew, she run back in town. What was she telling? Yeah. Whoo, he told me all things I'd ever done. This is not the Christ. Not only did he know what she'd done, what I like about it, he knows what all we've done. But I like better than that. He forgives us. Wouldn't it be nice if we could forgive like he does? Wouldn't it? And forget. Thank God for our wonderful Lord. You can enjoy him. Are you enjoying the Lord? Are you drawing from the wells of salvation? Are you drinking from the fountain, the living water, and rejoicing in the presence of God? Do you have life? Are you still dead? And if you have life, do you have it more abundantly? You got a wonderful Lord. He's marvelous. Hallelujah. He's got everything you need. He's all in all. That's my Lord. Jesus said to the woman of the well, I knew it's a gift of God. Who it was talking to you. Life. Abundant life. Glory to God. What a Savior. He's there for you. He paid the price. Hey. Hadn't you rather have a free gift than be a slave in bondage to sin and then wind up? If you don't have eternal life and God hadn't come to you and spoke peace to your heart, and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, out in the darkness of eternity you'll go, without God, without hope, and without life. Listen, to spend an eternity in eternal death. So either you're alive in the Lord this morning, or you're still dead in your trespasses and sins. I pray this morning, if God's spoken to your heart, that you'll come. That you come to him. Come. Oh, listen. Listen to this verse I quoted way a while ago. Came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse number 16, you know, that's one of the favorite verses. Everybody knows it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God for the everlasting life. God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. But men love darkness rather than light. Neither will they come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. You'll never be able to stand in that day. Although this is a guilt, and God listen, gives a guilt, and he didn't owe any of us anything. That's why it wasn't no debt he's paying us back. He's giving us a free debt, free gift for a debt that we couldn't pay. But I'm telling you, thank God for it, that he loved us so much that he was willing to give us a free gift. Thank God for that gift. But if you don't accept his gift, you will never be able to blame him on the judgment day. Because he came paid the price. And he wants to save me. Can I ask you a question? What's your life? What's it like? Sometimes at funerals I preach on this simple subject. What is your life? What is your death? What is it going to be like after death? You see, we're not preached like that at funerals. Sometimes the only time people ever hear the gospel. And I don't want them to die lost. I'll be responsible if I don't warn them. Now I'm warning you this morning. Don't die lost. You hear me say a lot of times I died. I remember I dreamed I died and went to hell when I was a teenager. I never could get away from it. Isn't it strange? The night I saved. When Scott Trent was preaching, guess what he's preaching on hell? It's still real. Yes. It's an awful place. Don't go there. But if you're sitting here dead in your sins still this morning, never been quickened. You see, you can't bring yourself to life. The Bible said in Ephesians 2:1, you have he quickened who were dead in sin, trespassing in sin. It takes the Spirit of God to quicken you. It takes the Spirit of God to convict you. It takes the Spirit of God to draw you. That's why we owe it all to him. Did you know what the Bible said in Ephesians 2? By grace are you saved. That's thank God for that. By grace are you saved through faith. And listen to this. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not only is this wonderful salvation is a gift, every part of it's a gift. Even the faith he gives us is a gift. I saw that one day and I said, oh, glory to God. I didn't have nothing to do with it. He paid all of it. Yes, sir. Brother Danny didn't give me the faith to believe. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I try to hush in a minute. That's why the Apostle Paul said this. He said, I glory in nothing but the cross. He said, I glory in absolutely nothing but the cross. We have nothing. Not of works, Ephesians 2 also said, not of works, lest any man should boast. Whew. I'm trying to tell you this morning, salvation's a gift. Guess what? Believe it or not, I got a $100 bill in my pocket. If I say this is a gift, anybody wants it? You'd take it, wouldn't you? You'd take it, wouldn't you? You'd take it, wouldn't you? Honey, that ain't a drop. That ain't a scratch on the surface. That's absolutely worth nothing compared to what I'm talking to you about this morning. You know what? And I can say to you, you don't know what back, it's a gift. You know how to pay me back? Be no lean on nothing. You know what God said? Honey, here it is. My son paid it in full. I preached on that the other day, you know. He paid it completely. No debts on it. No mortgages. No liens. Devil can't come and say, you got something you got to do. You got to help him out and pay something on that. I don't know nothing, devil. I ain't got nothing to pay. You caused all this trouble, but you defeated devil. The devil, you whipped through the blood of Jesus. Gone from here and scat. My Lord paid it all. All to him I owe. Through that crimson blood was shed for me. I'm making this up a long time ago. It ain't all in that song, but anyway, it's pretty good to me. A long time ago. Woo! Glory to God. Now, how excited are you going to get about this gift? I hope it hits you today sometime or tonight. And you're going to do a little shouting. Say, look what God gave me. Yeah. Just look what he's done for me. Amen. Where you read? Where you taught? John 3:16, for God so what? Loved the world that he did what? Gave. Everywhere you turn, he's giving something. It's all a gift. I'm trying to make it as plain and simple and easy as I know how. Well, you cannot say you don't have to have no money to buy it. You can't purchase it if you could. You can't earn it. It's a gift. And I'm begging you this morning, if I could make that decision for you, if you're here this morning and don't know him, I beg you, don't go into eternity unconverted, without the new birth, without being born again. Oh, because it's free. It's free. Hallelujah. It's a gift. It's a gift. Yes, it is. It's a gift. Would you stand with me?